Pesach Sheni. So this is the word from Rav Chaim Shlevitz at Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni. So why? Why did Hashem give it second Korban Pesach? Why did Hashem give it? So it says in the in Baal Oskar, because there were people. They were tummy on the first Pesach, and they weren't able to make the current Pesach. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Lama Nigora, why should we miss out the current Pesach? So they said, we're tummy, and we can't bring it, but Lama Nigora, why should we miss out? So what's that? So the Orachaim asked, they're saying they're tummy. What's that, Lama Nigora? Why should we miss out? They're tummy, they can't do it. They themselves said, the Teretz, they're tummy, they can't do it. What's that, Lama Nigora? They're saying the reason, because they're tummy. What's the beer, Lama Nigora? The Chaim said, I think the Velt said, but the Chaim said also, they're saying, Echnami, we're tummy, we can't do it, but we want it. We want it. We can't do it, but we still want it. So we can't do it, but we still want it. It's so nerve. We can't do it, we can't. Person says, I can't learn. My cup isn't really. I can't learn. I can't concentrate. I can't focus. I can't do it. But I want. I want. Miller. Hashem says, if you want, I'll give you a new Korban Pesach. It's said, Lama Nigora. They said, we can't do it. We're tamei. We can't do it. So and the Orach Chaim is this. What do they mean, Lama Nigora? They're saying why they go, because they can't do it. They're tummy. So Chaim said, Echnami, I can't do it, but I want. This is the Yisod. I want. Even though I can't, I want. Oh, you want? You can't do it? I'm going to help you. I'll give you a new Korban Pesach. Chaim said, there's lulav, there's no hashlamim. Lulav has no tashlamim. Shofar, sukkah, because no one asked. If you ask, you get. If you ask, Chaim said, and me bet gidmin. That's what he always said. If you ask, see you get. If you ask, you have to ask. I can't do it. I can't. I have my. We're tummy. We can't do it. But this is so. This is so. Today is a big day. I think there's a big day. It says in Kabbalah, big day. If you want, you have to want. You have to want. To know Pesachim, know Bar Mitzvah, know everything, know Tamar Nishcha, whatever you have to want. If you want, the wanting is the biggest koach we have. To want. You have to want. If you want, then ask Hashem. I want. I can't do it for whatever reason, but I want. If you want, Hashem will say, oh, I'm going to help you. If you want, I'm going to help you. You have to want. You have to ask. You ask Hashem. That's you have to want and ask. Biggest so nerve. That's it. So you have to want. You have to want and ask. Ask Hashem. Ask people. Ask. That's it. So it's a big day. We have to want. We have to want. We have to want. Yes, you have to do it. The ikur is to want. The ikur koach we have is wanting. That's the koach rotzen we have. The main koach to want. I want this. Whatever you want, I have to want this. Want. Okay. That's what I mean. Now, you know, this is the biggest soul in the emoras. And this is a stam. It's also Ishu Isha. See, it says the Gemara in Kedusha in Davar Noramoi that Ishu a Yisrael marries a Kohen. A regular Isha Yisrael marries a Kohen, and she eats Truma. She eats Truma. How can she eat Truma? A Zar who eats Truma is Chayav Misa. A Zar who eats Truma is Chayav Misa. How does Isha eat Truma? She's a Zar. She's a Yisrael. Yisrael eats Truma is Chayav Misa. They're Shemayim. So how does the Isha's Kohen eat Truma? So before the Isha's Kohen rises, she rises in Kedusha. She becomes more Kadosh, like a Kohenis. Kohenis and she is Truma. She's Isha who marries a Kohen, Israelis, it becomes a more Kadosh, and she is Truma because she is Zayas Chai Misa, but she is Truma as Kedusha. It's so Nura, so Nura.
And then also runs.
No, so that's a Evid. See, Abhema is Truma as Kinin Kasper, right? Evid is this. I think Rabbi Chanan heard. Yeah, same. Rabbi Chanan, here is a Sufi. You have to see inside. Sufi is every eat Truma als Kini Kaspo or als Kedusha. We'll find where it is. Rav Chana, I hear it's mistafik. But if Ish Kohen for sure is kadosh. Ish Kohen for sure, she's a zar. She's mechuri mitzvahs to keisha. I mean, at all mitzvahs. Mele, she's a zar. Chai mitzvah. She rises in the kedusha. She rises in the kedusha. I think it's before. Maybe we'll be after seeing. We'll say get it more clearly. Find Rav Chana where it is. You know, somebody told me I have to call him. This Beit Shemesh, I'll call him and ask him where the Rav Chanan is. It's a suffix by Eved Kohen, Eved Knaini, Eved Kenai Truma, because he doesn't have a Kenai Guf, but Eved Knaini is Truma. Okay, we'll see. But Isha for sure rises in Kedusha. Isha Kohen rises in Kedusha. I think it's maybe you'll tell me this is a suffix. What's that lacha? What's the Israelis marries a coin, and the coin dies, and they have a child. Can she eat truma still or not? Yeah, about it.
It's alive.
What? Isn't
there a gemara of Kahana's wife went back to father's house or his daughter?
So Kahana was a coin himself. That's what I'm saying.
And maybe his daughter.
His daughter.
Even though she married Israel,
that's what
the
Gemara says. As long as there's a
child, in the pasuk it says that Bas Kohen who marries a zar can't truma, and with a child also not. But who then Israelis marries a Kohen, the child can still eat truma.
She can still
eat truma. Yeah, that's a
good one. Until as long as there's some zara from the
kain. So he would see the even though he died. But now we're saying a chiddush gadol that the ish kain to rise in the kedusha. So who adin if a child also the child, even though she lost her husband, but she's still kadosh to eat truma with a child. It's a chiddush, big chiddush. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'll say one more thing. This is a Valdiger, the Vodover, says, Sfiris Oimer says, Mokhsa Shabbos. We count Sfiris Fatim Lechem, Mokhsa Shabbos. Shabbos is Yontiv, not Shabbos. So why is Shabbos called Yontiv? It's Yontiv, not Shabbos. Torah says it's Shabbos twice. Mokhsa Shabbos, so why is it called Yontiv? It's Shabbos, it's Yontiv, not Shabbos. It says Rashi, it's Yontiv. Why Shabbos? So Rav Oba said, I think I'll pick up, like, say a few times in the mirror. He spoke here. He said that Shabbos is the Pshat. Hashem is giving you a present. Yontiv, we make Yontiv. So he said that the first day of Pesach has the Bechina of Shabbos. Hashem gives you Matana. Hashem gives you a Darga, a Matana. Lilah Seder and Yom Rishon Pesach is like a matana. It gives you matana, a darga, matana. And then after Yontiv, it goes away. You have to earn it back in the Me'asfira. And this is so. It's Shabbos. Lilah Seder has a b'china of Shabbos that we have a matana, a darga that we didn't work on, but Hashem gives us. And after Yontiv, we lose it, and then the Me'asfira we have to earn back. What we got on Lil Aseder, very nicely so, okay. That's all. Okay, so we'll make a bira. Okay, I'll try to find out where's the mukkah is the Ishus Queen becomes kadosh, but I think it's bora say. And so we're here in Ishvisha. So this letters, this very what letters, we're going to letters of Rav Kivegra, letters on Aminian of Ishvisha. So the letters of Ishvisha say, of course, they all say a big Yisod. See, there's a Valdiger Yisod that Ishvisha, Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, Ishvisha is Gan Eden B'olam Hazeh. If you have a good marriage, Gan Eden B'olam Hazeh. I mean, it's a tainug. Going home, you have oinig, you feel nifla ma'id. If you have a good marriage, and it's good, real, it's good, kesher, then it's a tainug B'olam Hazeh. Tainug B'olam Hazeh. Tainug. So there are a lot of tainug B'olam Hazeh which we miss out. Like, we think, eating and everything is tainu olam hazeh, all physical. That's very shvacha meisim. Olam hazeh, all the olam hazeh is of physical. The ikur is spiritual. So the one is spiritual, tainug is marriage. Marriage is a tainug, olami, a mavil. If you have good marriage, tainug olami. It's also a tainug of davening, tainug olami, daven well, come early, tainug olami, learning well, learning shakabatari, well, tainug olami. There are a few tainug olamis that are missing that we don't know about, that we are not so oisek in that we have to be. But now we're saying the tainug olam hazeh, marriage. Tainug olam hazeh is a tainug otzimoy. And we see it in Rav Ki Vega. Vega says something magal in the letters. He has three letters on Ishvisha. Three letters printed in all the Sfora. It's printed. This letter is printed in many Sfora. The eagle letter is printed. There's a sefer called. What's that? It's called already. Chutam Shulish. Sefer of Chutam Shulish is a biography of three Gedolim of Kvegas and Sefer. South Sefer has this letter also. The letter is printed in Meir's firm. This letter says something magal. I will read the Lashon of the letter. We have to get to this. It says the Pumim Rabbos. The letter is every word is Madrid. Pumim Rabbos. Hoyli Masu Matan Imor. I was arguing with her. The Kruach Yus Hashem. We are arguing with Yus Hashem. And Achati Alayla. We're arguing Pamim Rabos in Masu Matan Yus Hashem Chati Alayla. So I asked the rabbi what that means. It's too high for us what it means. But what they're arguing about is too high for us. But Etzem Zach, they're arguing Pamim Rabos Masu Matan. That's something magal. I'm not doing that. I want to do that, but can't do that. I have no korach. She has no korach. No korach to argue. So this is mavel, and he's saying it like a shvach. He's saying her, and we're saying that there wasn't stam this argument. It was a tainuk olami. You're arguing like Haruso argues in Pshat and Tosfos for hours. That's the all in this world. Argue Pshat Tosfos in this world, Olam Haba. So he's arguing with her Yer Shemayim, and they both want it. They both are. We want this argument. They want to talk to get together a lot. To talk together. So this talking together was the kesher. This talking together. This the kurach. And see what Lo Shemati. We many all my life we've been oisek in trying to get marriages clear. No one ever had no Lo Shemati, and Afachad they had this matzah. Maybe they did, I don't know, but I need Lo Shemati. Pam Rabos, Masu Matnimor, hours and hours arguing. Lo Shemim, we never heard this before. So how did this happen? What's the beer in this? So the beer, I'll tell you some push the beer. There's something called, see, what arguing, you have to be Shomer the second one. Not Shomer, then there's nothing to argue about. So see when Ishvisha marry, something very fascinating happens. They after a while, after a year or two or three, they know they hold differently in many issues. Come at everything, they hold differently in everything. So they say, that's it. I hold Azeh, you hold Azeh, and I finished. There's not much to argue about, Bechlal. Because they're El Azeh, Yul Azeh, and what can we argue? There's nothing to argue about. But here's the Chiddush. See, Reb Ki Vegra is Gadol HaDor. He's Gadol HaDor. Gadol HaDor in every Inyan. In Gemara, Hashkafa, Musar, every Inyan. And he's there, he's right. He's there. He's the Gadol HaDor. But he's Shomea. He's Shomea. She has a different day than him. He hears her, listens to her, and Shomea. This is the Iker. Shomea. Why can't we argue? Because I'm not Shomea. I am Shomea, but Shomea is. But see, there's a very fascinating thing. There's a Rashba that says that the word Shomea has three biurim. Fascinating. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. We say that every day. What does that mean? It doesn't mean to hear. It means the kavod. The word Shomea has three biurim in Rosh Shomer. Rashba, famous, has either is to hear, and the Kabbal, I think, and to understand three biurim. When we say the bracha Shema Tefillah, Hashem is Mekabel Tefillah. Mekabel, that's Rosh Shomer. The three, what? It's in Tshuva. I have to find it. We'll bring it. It has a Tshuva, a famous Tshuva, a three biurim in the Rosh Shomer. So to hear, one, the Peshut Beer, Mekabel, the second beer, and to understand is the third beer. I think Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Shem Lachod, is to understand also. The Rashba is done, what's that Shema Yisrael? The word Shema Yisrael, word Shema, what does the word Shema mean? Okay, but so Rav Kiviger is Shomer. He hears, and Mekabel, his Mekabel, what he says, not like he says. That's why they can argue. Because we can argue because not Mekabel, her there is wrong. She's wrong, that's all. Mela, so not Mekabel, her is not what to argue. But here, Rav Kiviger is a Shomer. He hears, he understands Mekabel, what the other one said. Mela, he can argue with her. Marvel. The holy Rebbe, Ranachem Bertzovitz, his Iker Meila Fidaiti was Shmir. He's a big going, but his Meila was Shmir. He's Shomer, what the other one says. Shomer hears, Mekabel understands. That's a rare Meila, rare. Only few people have that Meila of Shomer, really Shomer. So Kiviger, his Gadol HaDor, had the Meila. He can argue with her many hours. And they were this argument wasn't stand argument. It was a tainuk. Wasn't stand argument, stand arguing. It was a tainuk olami. They were arguing with each other. Smila, see also the sword of last week. We said it so last week that Isha is a matona. Kiviger says this in the letters here. He says Kiviger lost his first wife when they were younger, 30s. He married at 15. And he lost her Lolenu at 35. So he says Asher Chanan Elkimus Abdo. It was a Chanino, not Stam Matana. It was an Ovid Matana. Chanin, like a grace. Shem graced me with her. So he's Gadol HaDor. He knows the whole Torah. Be you in Otzim. And he said his wife was a Chanina. Chanina. So Mela. And it's true. It's not down writing things, words he's writing. Everything is true. Mela, he's writing Chanina. So he held her as a Chanina. Mela, she understood that she is a Chanina to him. Mela, very, very nice. Very, 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 very chashuv. Very, very chashuv. Mela, so the ikur of life is, we said last week, you have to have with her Kesha. Yes, speak to her and have time to speak to her and hear her. All her nyanim, all her stakes, all her worries, everything about life. Speak to her. Have time to speak to her. Have time to understand her and feel her. That's the secret of life. Mela, if we have, it's not so easy to get, but if we have that, we can all have that. Feeling her and listening to her, all what she says and all what she holds about everything. Then we'll get to know her. She'll know us. There'll be a tiny golami. But see, there's also a big sort of anova. See, marriage has to have anova. See, because Rav Kiviger and his wife had a vikuach. One of the vikuchim, it says in the letters, was hadar parnasa. That was one of the vikuchim. Rav Kiviger held that to be a rav is the worst possible thing. Because he writes there something very marvel. He writes that the Gemara says that a Rav of Paskins must say Gehenim under him. He saw Gehenim. He says, B'chol Eis, you Gehenim, Pesuach Takta. He saw Gehenim under him. He had Shalas all day, all Shalas he had, and he saw Gehenim under him. Something marvel, something Darga Atzuma. He saw Gehenim under him. Mele, he said, I can't do it. I can't live with Gehenim under me every second. That's one of the stories And she said, so he held, not, he went, what was his daya? He says, I'll be a shamish in a shul, I'll be a watchman, shomer laila, and mela, I'll help Anasa, beseder, you know, a little bit. And she held no. She and the children, see, together, were together, not like him. They said, we have to have some food, some clothing. She and the children together weren't masking to him. So Rabbi Akiva said that being a rav is he said it's worse than misa. This is what he writes here. Being a rav, he says mami mavis any rabbanus. But still, since she wanted it, she couldn't live like him with a very little money, everything. He agreed to him and became a rav in many cities. Where was it? Big Hatzlacha. In Rav, where man Chuvis, Big Hatzlacha. But Anova. Anova is a big yisod in married life, to be an Anov. To hear what she says and understand what she says and understand how she wants to live life and try to make her happy. And Kneger did that. Kneger lived, became a Rav. Again, he was Neger's Iker Rutzen, coming to Rav. And he did as she wanted. And she he was very much there, very 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 much there. Chris, may this is there's also one more letter here, in the letters here, he has here a letter that is in this first it's a Kuf Nun. So in the letter it says the Rekvegev married again, and he says here and he had children of his first wife, and he brought them to a second marriage, and he says the children of his first wife held. That the second mother gave birth to them, something out of this world. That's what he says. He says, "Kilu hara osam ganyal dosan vein hefresh." The children of his first wife held that second mother gave birth to them, and she was behaving with them. Hara osam. How can that be? How can they? It's not true. The beer is that he second wife were so close together. It was the first marriage. It wasn't second marriage. First marriage, Mela. It was the children saw so struck their marriage that they held. They felt that the second mother was pregnant with them and gave birth to them. Something marvelous. Something out of this world. Mela, we see the dagger. Kiega's dagger in learning. We know. We all know a little bit, but his dagger in marriage was very very hard. Very hard. Mela. His marriage was very very much there. Yeah. So you know there's a mitzvah of a simach of the first year. There's a sefer achinuch in mitzvah tough kuf pei beis, very important sefer achinuch. We have to learn it well in the mitzvah of a simach in kiseitzei. So the says in the achinuch a sod otzon. Says if you have a good marriage, there is good children. The children are totally in the marriage. Famously, he says it clear. Why is it Isaiah? He says the person who's married well, happily well with his wife, thinks only of her, no one else. He's the only one in the world. There is bechlal in the world. Nothing, no one in the world. Only she. Mela, since she's the only one in the world, he says here he wants her. And he has in his heart her whole image. Everything is her whole image is in the Baal's heart. Mela, the Baal's heart. He thinks only of her. He's only with her. Bechlal all the time. Mela, children are good children. He says v'yuchshru havlodim shetelet lo via olam malechein lifnei boro. Says here. And he says here akadei kach. He says here, it doesn't help Mechila. Mechila helps if it's a din, you and she. But here, the Indian of Simach is not just to make her happy, but to make Hashem happy. Make good children. Not to him Mechila. Because if you mochel, then children may not be so, may not be as good. So there's the famous said that in the first year, we should learn home, not with a chavrusa, Reb Chaim said. Chaim said, home by itself. So people say, the wife says, I'm machel. I've got to learn the chavrusa, learn go to the kollel. I'm happy. I want you to learn. So could be up within it. It is chal, but it's not roy do that. Not roy, because if you do that, you're missing. People do that. Yeah, they did it. Could be, but the children are not simple. Not simple. Children. Children. Children have to grow from a marriage that has kesher, real kesher. And the more kesher, the better they are. Mila, it's worth at least 1 year to learn alone at home at night, and talk to her, have shakas to her. Then it's a nafkamin otzen in the children of a person. It says in the first in the chinuch that children are totally how strong the marriage is how strong how good the children are. Something, but magel, and it's true. It's truly so. So you should learn the chinuch. It's very important to go over the chinuch a lot of times to see what is the simach, what's called marriage b'chlal. He says lehargil hateva imo ula harbik harotzon etza lachnis hatziura v'chol pa'ala b'leiv. Says very stark him. It's a tough kuf pei base in kiseitze. Because it's one Avriach told me that he asked the Prime Shlevitz for Hadracha. Prime said, learn the Chinuch, and at this Chinuch, and everything is there. So, it's a very, very fascinating thing, right? There's also
how many years ago
now? So in Apia Torah, it's 1 year. So one Avriach told me that they heard from Rav Shneur Kotler, that's all. That Bashem, his father, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that nowadays it's 5 years. Because we can't get that dagger in 1 year. And I heard that Rav Ober said 10 years. So get that dagger, get that kesher that we should get. It's not easy, but if you want it, you'll get it, if you want it. See, you know, there's... You know, this letter of Chazon Ish, very famous letter on Simach. So he says here very chashuv thing. He says, how do you make her happy? How do you make a woman happy? Why not make her happy? How do you make her happy? So he says that Isha wants chen b'nei baila. One thing, every woman wants chen b'nei baila. She wants all looking that he's happy with her, he's happy he married her, he's happy with her. That's the ikur, what a wife wants. Meila, you have to show her, Ava says, beribui sicha and ritzui. You have to talk to her and show her ritzui. He said, what it says in the Mishnah, al tab sicha m'isha in Pirkei Avos, it means not an isha that has to have ritzui. Risha has to have ritzui, that's not that there. That means Pisa Isha that doesn't have that ritzui stamp, that came out not possible in this door, Bechal, such a thing. Every Isha has to have ritzui, every Isha, the whole Mishnah, he says, is not talking to us. Yeah. The whole Mishnah is not talking to us. We have to have ritzui, kesher. Right, so the more you have kesher with her, the better you're with her, better the children are. So you have to have kesher with her, kesher. And what's kesher? Kesher is to feel her, to hear from her. You have to listen to her. Isha will tell you everything about herself, all what she has, everything about herself. If you listen to her, she'll tell you everything about herself. But if you don't listen, that. So it's a very totally listening to her, to, you know, listen to her. That's very, very, very. It's like very, very, if you listen to her, she'll tell you all her inyonim, her worries, everything by herself, and what she can help her with. So it's something magical.
Can you explain what it means to listen?
Right, to listen is to, like we said, the Rashba had three birim of Shema. One is to listen, one is to understand, and be mekabel. Because she has her life is not like her life is called not your life. Whole new life b'chol. No shakas to your b'chol. She has her own life, own rebbe, own life. So if you listen to her well, and see, listen to her what she holds, what she's worried about, what she has, what she feels in life, everything about herself. We can get to really pay attention to her. Pay attention to her. Listening is a very, very big, mila to listen to. Shmeis Oizen, the second kinyan of Mem Ches is Shmeis Oizen. It's a kinyan Adem Oy, kinyan Mavil. If you can make a test, Yeshua Chavrusa to tell you upshot, whatever in the Gemara, then say back to him. The Klal, you won't say back to him. You'll say a quarter, a third, or a Bechal, not Bechal, because you're not listening. If you listen to her, if you really understand her, you have to listen to her Be'iyun, all what she says, all her Inyonim, all her Sfaras, listen to really pay attention to what she says. And she won't tell you everything clearly. You have to understand her. She doesn't talk everything clear. She says in remez. Yeah, you have to understand her, what she means. But if you really, really do, then it's like Gan Eden, much Gan Eden. She'll speak to you. See, people only talk to person that hears them. If you don't hear them, why talk to her? Why do it? So many women feel, anyway, he doesn't hear what I say, so why tell me anything? Anyway, he won't hear it. This is a teva adam. Rav Nachman, we spoke to him. Everyone spoke to him. The whole all shibcha, you know, he's listening. Listening. If you don't listen, then why speak b'chol? So you have to listen carefully. You have to work on the inyan of shmiya. This is the ikur shmiya is the ikur inyan of marriage. Shmiya to be shomer to her what she says and what she wants, what worries her, what scares her, all in your name of life. They do that. This is Rav Kiviger. Is the big anov. Kiviger is the Milo anova. That was his Milo anova. That's the Rav Chaim Brim said from Chazanish. Kiviger Milo anova. That was the Iker Milo anova. Also Anochem, same thing. Anova Iker Milo anova. Milo anova means I have to learn. People can teach me. Can help me. They can help me. Give me sfaras. Shut them everything. That was the big going, but. Everyone spoke to him. So this marriage is the Ikra Shemir. Now we have to do the tshuva. Now we're holding Yeshuas Memches. We have to the Kenyan Beish, Miss Oizem. We can make a test. If you want to make a test, your wife might tell something. So say it back to her. And say, do you mean this? Say, no, I didn't mean this. Say it back to her. You mean this? No, I didn't mean this. A few times until you get really what she meant. This is Shmiya. Shmiya. Shmiya is something adir. Shmiya. Shmiya is oizen. This, if we had Shmiya, we would be gedol hador. We hear pshatim sfaras all day, all night, and we don't listen to them. I'm not listening. I'm listening half an ear, a quarter of an ear. We have to listen. That's the listen and pay attention and really, really focus. Not to take out of your mind all your sfaras, all your inyanim, take them out. I'm hearing what the wife says, not what I think, just what she says. Nothing about me, about her. Maila Elyona, we should do tshuva. We should do tshuva. Erev Shabbos Emor, and start listening. That will be a tshuva atzuma. Start listening to her, what she says, what she means, what she wants. That will be something adir. Because so we have to listen. That's very, very, very chashuv to hear her, and as it says in the letter, we have to make marriage happy, not serious, not heavy, happy with joking and you know, laughter, you know, everything should be happy. That you have to be happy matzah. that big shiva, that banish with bigger, a big grain, very happy person, very happy, very very feilich. So the
story. Yes, say the story.
Well, a case of Pesach, right? And it was very, and dentist was, you know, not so easy. Dentist, never easy, but Amol, there was no hardama, no shots. Everything was like regular, like, and we went to dentist in America, right? Mazel. So this boy, Rabbi Abba Shlita, had a dentist appointment with some very serious dentist, Matzah, and he was very, very scared. So what does he do? He's a Kiddush. He goes to the root of a Shiva, Benish, says, Rebbe, I'm very scared. He's 15 years old, 15. 15 years old, says Rabbi Benish, I'm very scared of this dentist. Please help me. He says, don't worry. Say it, it'll be said, Gomor, I'm going to help you. So Rabbi Benish went with him to the office, to the dentist, some dentist, and in the half hour, wherever they did there, and no pain b'chlal was felt. Zero. Nothing. It's like, nothing. He did something very serious. I don't know what he did. I have to immediately ask him what he did. Very serious thing about the dentistry, and nothing. Why? The Benish stood there in the office next to him and made jokes. He was going something, goiness, Atzuma, making his jokes were like something, not something, something goiness, going. He's the goiny Hadora. Benish is the goiny Hadora. So jokes, and they were laughing, dentist at him, and no pain before I was felt. Something magical. He told me himself, Abba Shlita told me himself the story. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't given him, but he told me himself. We have to maybe go to him, and he's a little not so well now, to ask him, prat him of the story, and maybe if we can. But this way he said. He once I ate by Benish, Erech Pesach, those Cholam Shabbos, a little tense time, where comments, everything. So Benish was, they were making jokes all the time, and everything went with Niflum. So we have to cobble to ourselves to hear our wives, listen to them well. That's the sword of life. Listen well, and listen well really. Again, she holds out like Yebuchadnezzar, different day of Yebuchadnezzar. But hear her, be her honor. Try do what she says. Make her happy. Make her happy. There'll be Shechina. See, Ish v'Isha, the Gemara says in Sotah, Shalom b'neim, Shechina b'neim, Shechina b'neim. The Gemara says in Sotah. So if you have Shechina b'neim, then there's Shefa. Come back and ask Yashmi, over Lech Baratikha. When the Shechina, there's Shefa. Shem should help us to have Shefa, Otzim O'id, we should have a marriage of big Hatzlacha. You know, just say something made just on the Gemara of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon by the Chai, and now it's like when let's say one Akuda that Rav Shimon was a bitachon. He went to Me'ora somewhere, and went to Me'ora with a bitachon atzum that there'll be food. He's not food before. So Hashem made him etz charuvim. Pitom came etz charuvim. And on Erev Shabbos, there's a sefer called Meresh Talpios, written by the same mechaber as the big sefer, and the tree Erev Shabbos turned to Eitz Tamorim. It says, I bought the sefer Meresh Talpios under Ches, it's Alpeis. It says it turned to Eitz Tamorim. Erev Shabbos turned to Eitz Tamorim. There's a Rashi in Shabbos that says that Hashem gave him bitachon nisim atzumi. That's what happened there. And he, so Rav Shimon did something very, very miyuchad. Shimon was afraid that his clothing is going to wither. Gam, he's living b'nei, clothing wither, tefillah. So he buried they learned in sin all the years, and they only wore clothing at tefillah. His skin became very, very wounded, peeling very, very, everything wounded. But he suffered a lot of yisurim, and he became a big gadol b'Torah. He said the yisurim made him gadol b'Torah. Shem shalom pesukov b'darko, we should all become gadol b'Torah.
But they missed the ikkar. The ikkar should have said that we want it.
Why should I miss them?